Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis. I want to first finish up one nekuda on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah that in Taniyas you say brachas uklolas, you say the teichacha. Veimaf sikim uklolas, you don't tap the aliyah middle of the klolas. This is Menani Mili. Amr Abichia Bergam, Amr Abasi, Amr Krom, Musar Hashem B'ni Altimos. That you shouldn't be disgusted with the Musar Hashem. So you're reading the Musar Hashem. If you stop in the middle, it sounds like you don't want to read it anymore. Rashi brings that also to the end of the Pasuk. Al Tokets B'techachta. He brings the Masech to Seferim. You shouldn't make the Techacha Kaitzim Kaitzim. You shouldn't split it up. You can't say a Bracha on Peronis. So if you would split it up, so the second Eilu would have to say a bracha on the Pranius. Elehechi of it. So how could you do it? Tonic, Shu Maslo, Maslo, a Pasuk Shalach name, Shu Messiah, Messiah, a Pasuk Shalach Arayan. When you start from the Pasuk before. When you finish after from the Pasuk ends. So you don't ever make a bracha directly on the Techacha. You don't make a bracha on the Pranius. The Ran and the Terevin Red Eye said this brace is a Raya to Rish Lakish because according to Reb Chiya Bar Gamda at the time is Alts Musa Hashem B'ni Altimas, you don't have to start from a Pasuk before, you don't have to end a Pasuk later. You could start from the beginning and end at the end, and you didn't stop in the middle. Hashem, and according to Rish Lakish, Shekhis shouldn't say a bracha on the Techacha, not a bracha Rishayna, not a bracha Achreina. So, Mel, that's why you have to start from the Pasuk before and end with the Pasuk afterwards. This Brayis Halachar is only going with the time of Rish Lakish. Now many Achreinim are bothered with Akasha. Early in the Perek it says that Bezmana Mishnah, the Beseich was Beseich of Bracha, and the Chayisim was Chayisim with the Bracha. In other words, the Eilim, not all the Eilim said a Bracha. The first Eilim said a Bracha Rishayna. The last Eilim said the Bracha Achreinim. Afterwards, they have Masakim named the Chasim Ne'ayitzim, that each Eilim should make a Bracha Rishayna and Achreinim. But Apidina de Mishnah, the first Mavarech, the first one made a bracha Rishayna, and the second one made, the last one made a bracha Achreina. So why would it be a bracha on the Perani, especially the way we have afterwards the Takana, that every Oila makes a bracha, so if one Oila stops, he's going to make a bracha Achreina on what he lanes, so he's going to make a bracha on the Peranis. And the second Oila is going to make a bracha Rishayna, he's going to make a bracha on the Peranis. But according to the Adina de Mishnah, that only the first Eila altogether made a bracha, and the last Eila was the only one that made a bracha achreina, so what if you stop in the middle, the new Eila, he's not going to make a bracha achreina, and the new Eila is not going to make a bracha rishayna, so what's the problem? As I fang an ala achreinim. The comment to it's given, we'll give over a few of them. One is the Taz, he talks about this in two places, the Taz and Simon Kuflam and Tesef Katan Gimel, the Tere Avonif and Art, and also the Igris Mesha, and Chelik Bey, Simon Lam and Hay, they all say a Teretz, that even though only one made a bracha, but the reason why the other Eilim didn't have to make a bracha was because they were yetzah with the other bracha, Shemeya Ka'ina. They were yetzah with the first bracha. So Mela blives like they made the bracha. So if there's no Eilim that starts with a Teicha, so you don't have a bracha directly on the klolos. But if you have an Eilim that starts or finishes with a Teicha, even though he didn't make a bracha then, but it's considered like he made a bracha, and he made a bracha when he was kairei. So Mela, that's considered a bracha that's made on the klolos. Even though the actual bracha was said before, the first Eila made the bracha Rishayna, the last Eila made the bracha Achreina, but since the pshat, why the middle Eila don't have to make a bracha, is because the yaitzu yen a bracha, the yaitz al shmei kaina, so Mela blames that they made a bracha on what they lay, and that blames the bracha on the klolos. To me, it's a grace of chiddush. Because even if you're going to say that the Yaitzah the Bracha Shemei Kaina, which is also a Chiddush, because you could learn that the Pshat is that the Oile Rishon could make the Bracha, and that's a Bracha on all the Kriyas HaTayr, not the Pshat that they also have their own Bracha because of Shemei Kaina. But his Bracha is a Bracha on the Kriyas HaTayr. They weren't misaking the Bracha for all the Oilas. But even if you say that they Taka do need a Bracha, every Oila has a Chi of Bracha, and his Yaitzah with the Bracha Rishayna, Shemei Kaina, and the Yaitzah with the Bracha Achreina, Shemei Kaina, that Bracha wasn't said directly on the Klolos, so Achidish for me, just because his Aliyah was the Klolos, that makes it a Bracha on the Klolos. Now, Sheenkin, if his Aliyah, he would have started before the Klolos, then he don't have a Bracha on the Klolos. The Taz later, in Siman Tav Chav Ches Sivkat Nei, and this also the Shas Shuskan Sefer Siman Kafayin says this, they say in Chiddush that even Medina de Mishnah, there was no Mechayev for them to make a bracha. It could be Yetzer with the bracha of the Rishon, or the bracha of the Achron, but Kamuvan, like we're saying, that wouldn't be called the Daitam, a bracha on the Klolos. But if they want, they don't have to be Yetzer with that bracha. L'mashal, let's say they weren't there at the time. Let's say they came late, so they weren't Yetzer with that bracha. Why did they be Mechayev to make another bracha? They Neman. Well, then if they were there, but they don't want to be Yetzer with that bracha, they want to make their own bracha, they'd be allowed to make their own bracha. The Mishnah's only saying they're not Mechayev to make another bracha. But they'd be allowed to make another bracha. Then the takana was that they're Mechayev to make their own bracha. So maybe that's a din of them of seeking b'klolos, because maybe they'll make their own bracha. But the rabbi's a little bit bothered. Why do you have to say mafsikim b'klolos? Say that, make sure, if you have a mafsik b'klolos, that he doesn't make a bracha achrayin, he's saymach on the last one, and the next day he shouldn't make a bracha vishayna. But why should you say mafsikim b'klol? This is the oldest pesuk there. If you're mafsik, they might make their own bracha. There's a third mahalach which a lot of achrayinim are aiming on. They bring a Yishalmi, and it's also a mesech the seferim. The Yishalmi says a lashin, in lach ton bracha lefanav l'achav el ashir sayom, Vaseris adibris v'klola shibateris kainim shib mishnah teir. His man of Mishnah, all at least, didn't need a bracha lefanav l'achrav. Yisaymich on the oil lefanav to make a bracha lefanav, the oil l'achrav to make a bracha l'achrav. But the exception is the shiris sayam, the seris adibris, and the klola shibateris kainim shib mishnah teir. So a lot of achrenim, the master Rikeach on the Rambam, the El Yeraba, Simon Tavchav Ches, the Rabbi Kiva Ega on the Mishnah Yisir, the Merimei Sada, Lana v'chreinim, say, memele, the kashas b'chalal net shveh, the brachas and klolos were an exception to the rule. The brachas and klolos, there was a din brachal, the fun of v'l'acharav, when you make the kriya on the brachas and klolos. Memele, the whole kashas not shveh, brachas and klolos is an exception. There they have a brachal, the fun of v'l'acharav. So memele, that's why it can't be mafsik, there'll be a problem of enayim in brachal aparanius. Now the sasemis is bothered, that l'chorin p'shan yishalmi is that the shir and the aseres adibris and the brachas and klolos have their own chayvus kriya, and mamele you're not yetsa with the bracha on the rest of the kriya. It needs its own bracha. But if you stop in the middle and another oila takes over in the middle of the shir or of the aseres adibris or of the brachas and klolos, chayv is not mechayvim another bracha because you have a bracha on the brachas and klolos already. The mamele is bothered, how does it answer the kasha? Even though you need a new bracha on the fun of an achav on the brachas and klolos, but vayta medina de mishnah that only the first oil has to make the bracha and the last oil has to make the bracha achreina. So on the brachas and klolos also only the first oil of the brachas and klolos would have to make a bracha rishayna, and the last oil of bracha achreina. So vayta that wouldn't be a tam fame of sikim b'emtza. I saw in the Sefer Turi Megillah he wants to say it's totally how you learn up the Yishalmi. So Hasemus learned up the Yishalmi that the pshat was that these kriyas, the shira, the seris adibris, the brachas klolos, have their own dine kriya. They're not nishtayich to the rest of the kriya. And memela, so on the parish itself, you don't need more than one bracha. But the Turi Megillah says it's not meduik in the Yishalmi that way. The Yishalmi says the lashon ein lach chadavar aton bracha lefanav la'achrav ella shira sayam v'seris adibris uklolos shebeteris kainim shemishnah teira. L'chayah, they also, everything needs a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. What do you mean, en lach davar shetan bracha l'fan of l'achrav, except for these things? Everything needs a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. All kriyas ha'tayra needs the fun of l'achrav. Navas, by all kriyas ha'tayra, bracha in the very beginning of the kriya works, and the bracha at the end of the kriya works, you don't need for each oila bracha l'fan of l'achrav. So that's true by this also. The way this Rasamis is learning. By Saris Adibris and Mashir Siyam and Mishnah Taira, so you're saying that a bracha at the beginning of this kriya works and a bracha at the end works. The only difference is that these kriyas have a psadim kriya b'fnei atzmai, and the bracha on the other kriya doesn't work for this. But that's not pshat em lach davar aton bracha lefan of l'achrav, ella these things. Everything's a bracha ton lefan of l'achrav. So it must be pshat, and this is l'chay ha'ad achreinim l'im pshat, achreinim that say this teretz, that this these kriyas are chalukim from the other kriyas be'etzim, that the other kriyas is taka kula, that one bracha in the beginning and one bracha at the end works. You don't need a din bracha lefanav la'achav on each kriya. The bracha at the beginning of the kriya works, and at the end of the kriya, The first Eila saying a bracha in the beginning, the last Eila bracha at the end works. Because every other Kriya, the Kriya in the Tzer Atzmei doesn't need a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. It's Tam and Din, Kriya's Torah B'tziba needs a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. So for that, it's good enough with one Eila making a bracha l'fan of, one Eila making a bracha l'achrav. Say Mekayim, the Takana, that a Kriya's Tziba needs a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. But these Pashas Be'etzim, Mitzad Chefzim, they need a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. That's what the Yishalmi is saying. Similarly, you can't be Yitza with the bracha on the Kriya. Can't be Yitza even in this Kriya with the bracha of the previous Eila. Because everything in this Kriya needs a bracha by itself, a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. That's the Chayah that Achorinim learned, Samela, even Lefina Tekana Samishna, that by all other Kriyas, the Yitza with the Kriya, the Eilurisha makes the first bracha, the Eilacha makes the last bracha, and the Yitza, but these Kriyas, the Aseris Adibris, the Shira, and the bracha Shabbatayas Kana Shemishna Teira, each and every Eila, even if you split up the Kriya, needs a bracha l'fan of l'achrav. The Gemara goes Vaita. Amar Abaye, lo shonal b'klolis shebeteiros kainim. The only time that there's a din you can't be mafsig is by the klolis of Vayikra. Av a klolis she mishna teira pesik, the klolis of mishna teira in dvarim, you could be mafsig. My tama, what's the chilek? First of all, lo b'loshin rabim aimreis. The klolis in Vayikra said b'loshin rabim. U'meishim pi agvura amran. And Meisha said him pi agvura. This is said by Lashon Yochin, and Moshe said it by himself. The Tur Evin says in Chassant that these two timim are connected to the two timim we said before. Now there's a time of Rebchia Bergamda that said, because Musa Hashem bni al temas. Then there's a time that this is Moshe mipi agvura and this is Moshe pi atzmai. In order to be called Musa Hashem, it has to be Moshe pi agvura. It's Moshe pi atzmai, it's not Musa Hashem, it's not directly from Hashem. And the male, there's no din of altimas. And the tam of Lashon Rabbim and Lashon Yachid, that is very shlokish. They don't say a bracha on Peronius. The only paid of saying a bracha on Peronius is to say a bracha on the Peronius of a Rabbim. A bracha on the Peronius of a Rabbim, that Abish doesn't want you to do. Mashang and a bracha on Peronius of a Yachid, that's what you paid them. But the Roundlands are both in Rishlokish. The Roundlands are both of them. The fact, even though Mesha said in Piyatsim, it's still called Musar Hashem. And what precisely the Gemara means that the clause to Mishnah Torah, Meisha sent me pi agvurim, and the Teres kind of mean, Meisha sent me pi agvurim, and Mishnah Torah sent me pi atzman, even though I've had to call it Teres and pi agvurim. I think there are three mahalchim. Rashi says that it's a question of the Lashon. Everything is a pi agvurim, but in Mishnah Torah, and Teres kind of, I mean, the clause to Mechukai say, they're said in first person. It's Kilo Hashem's talking in first person, even though Meisha Rabbeinu was doing the talking. But he's a shliach of Hashem to say what Hashem is saying. So it's a direct message from Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Because it's said in first person, v'shalachti, v'nasati, v'fkanati. It's said a lashon kilu Hashem is talking and Hashem is telling them directly to Klal us. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu said it, but Moshe Rabbeinu was just a mouthpiece, shliach of Hashem, saying over the message directly from Hashem. So it's Hashem's direct message. Mashenkin, the ones in Dvarim, the ones in Mishnah Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem will do this, Hashem will do that. So it's not Hashem's direct message. Avada, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to say that. But the message is, Kilu Moshe is saying it, Moshe is saying what Hashem will do. It's just as in the style of language. Is the language of the Pasuk saying, I will do this, Kilu Hashem is saying it. In other words, a direct message from Hashem. So when Moshe is saying it, he's just a shliach of Hashem to say these words, but Hashem is really kaviyachal talking. Or no, Moshe is saying Hashem will do this. That's Moshe Rabbeinu talking and saying what Hashem will do. Avada mipi Hashem. Avada Hashem told him to say it. So I think Pashup Shana Rashi is. Maral in Tveris Yisrael says a little vaita. He says that by the clawless of Tveris Kainim, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't actually talking at all. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu talking. It was Moshe Rabbeinu meaning the Shechinim Medeberis Mitech Groinai. It was said directly by Hashem. It was just through the mouthpiece of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashein Kain in Teres Kainim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it himself. It wasn't Shechinah Medeberes Mitech Groinai. It was Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Avadi was saying over Nevuah from Hashem, but it was Moshe Rabbeinu doing the talking. That's cool for why in Teres Kainim it says, Vifkarati, Vinasati, Vichuli in first person, and in Dvarim it said in third person, Hashem will do this. Because in Teres Kainim, Hashem was actually talking mitoich greinish shkinim meister greinish l'meisha, and in Dvarim was Moshe Rabbeinu himself doing the talking. From the Ran it's mashma third mahalach. The Ran is a shtickle mashma. It was taka Taka Meishu B'Yatzmei. Kubi Teis also means that when he says Baruch HaKadosh. It was Taka Meishu B'Yatzmei. It wasn't a direct Nevuah from Hashem. That is Baruch HaKadosh. But it was Meishu B'Yatzmei. Meishu was saying these calls B'Yatzmei. The reason why it's Torah, the reason why it's Torah Mipi Gvura is because the Eibishter told him to write the klolus that he said. That's called Mipi Gvura. The Eibishter was masking to the klolus. That was after Meishu Rabbeinu said Mipi Atzma. Even that was of Ad Baruch HaKadosh. But the Pshat is in Nevuah, the din Nevuas Meishu, the din, the Torah Mipi Gvura, that was in Skadish after Meishu Rabbeinu said it, when Hashem told him to write what he said and to incorporate it into part of the Torah. And now let's see one more nekuda on Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara towards the end of the Amud says, Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Oiches B'Sefer Torah Orum, Nikvar Orum. Someone who holds a Sefer Torah Orum, he's got buried Orum, Orum Salakadaitach, La Ema Orum B'Lei Mitzvahis, B'Lei Mitzvah Salakadaitach, El Amar Abayin, Nikvar Orum B'Lei Oysa Mitzvah. He doesn't get the mitzvah of holding the Sefer Torah because he did it wrong. He held the Sefer Torah Orem, or like Taisa says, he doesn't get the mitzvah, but he's doing B'Shas the Sefer Torah. Now, Pashit, what it means, Eiches B'Sefer Torah Orem, Pashit is the way they learn up, the Paiskim learn up. It means he can't touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah directly. You're not going to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah. If you have to touch the parchment, you have to use a cloth to touch the parchment in the Sefer Torah. That's what Rashi says in a few places, B'Loy Matfachas. Meaning that you could touch the parchment if there's a hefsik of a matfachas of a cloth between your hand and the parchment. As I learned in Pashit. Beis Yosef says an interesting thing. Beis Yosef says, he brings down a machlekes rishenim if you're allowed to touch the Sefer Torah after you just washed your hands. So Gemara says that the reason why, Gemara in Shabbos says, the reason why you're not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah Orem is because you're dying maskani is saying. So you're allowed to touch the Sefer Torah Orem when you just washed your hands. Brings a machlekes. And he says, according to the Shittas, you are allowed to touch the Sefer Torah when you just wash your hands. That would explain why the Ashkenazim hold the Sefer Torah b'shas the Agbah HaTorah. B'shas the Magbiah the Torah, they hold the Sefer Torah b'shas HaAgbah. He says you should be machmer and not hold the Sefer Torah even after you wash your hands. The Ramah says that I'm from the Bnei Ashkenaz. I never saw such a meaning that they hold the Sefer Torah B'Shas Agbah HaTorah. I don't know what he's saying. What is the Beis Yosef saying? The same mechan this because they hold the Sefer Torah Orem B'Shas they wash their hands. I never saw such a minig Ashkenaz. And he says, Avadi, you're not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah directly, even after you wash your hands. And that's the psak of the Ramah. So the Achreinim are bothered. What's Taka Pshat in the Beis Yosef? The Bach wants to say that Beis Yosef held that even the Amudim of the Sefer Torah, even the sticks that hold up the Sefer Torah, also you're not allowed to touch them without directly. You have to have a cloth being mafsik between your hands and the sticks that are holding up the Sefer Torah. And that's the pshat, that's what he says. Beis Yosef held that that was usher, and he held that they did it in Ashkenaz was only because there was Seimlich on the Rishenim that when they wash their hands, there's no isser. But the Taz is very bothered with this pshat. First of all, he says there's no such isser to hold the Sefer, to hold the Amudim of the Sefer Torah. Orim, this is the cloth, this is the parchment of the Sefer Torah. Amudim is of Adon, no such isser. And second of all, he says, if that's what he meant, so why is he being mechalit in Ashkenazim and Sfaradim? Everyone holds the Sefer Torah. Everyone touches the Amudim of the Sefer Torah without a cloth. There's no one ever heard of such a minig that people are makbid on that. And why Dafka B'Shas Hagbah of the Sefer Torah? They touch them whenever they hold the Sefer Torah, they hold the Amudim with their bare hands. They lay in the Torah, they hold the Amudim with their bare hands. When they get an Aliyah, they hold it with their bare hands. Why did the Beis Yosef say Dafka to Hagbah? Avadi says, that can't be Pshat in the Beis Yosef. Pshat in Beis Yosef is, he says that when they're doing Galila, after they do Hagbah, so sometimes the Uriah slip, and they have to be picked up. And he said the Bnei Ashkenaz weren't Makbid. They would pick up the cloth in order to make sure that it's the girl correctly. They would pick up the cloth with their hands. Why'd they do it? They were Samech, that when they washed their hands, so then they're allowed to touch, the cloth of the Sefer Torah, like those Rishayim. But like the Ramah says, the Ramah says he was made that there was no such minig. And they were makbid not to touch it. Even B'Shas then, that if they see the klaf slipping, they would do it like we do it with a gayatul or with a talus. We would try to fix the klaf and put it in place without touching it with the bare hands. So what's Taket B'Shan in the Beis Yosef? So the Prima Gondam already brings from the Marit Avart, the Rambam says a Lashon, V'yoyechaz Sefer Torah k'shehu Orem. you're not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is Arim. In other words, like the Parsha Pshat, it's not the Pshat that the Sefer Torah is Arim. The hand is Arim. You're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hand. You have to have a mitvachas around your hand. But the Rambam says differently. When the Sefer Torah is Arim. So the Marit says, the Prima Gadli brings down the Marit, that this is what he means. That even though in the Mali you're allowed to touch the Amudim of the Sefer Torah, but that's when the Sefer Torah has a cover on it, then you're allowed to touch the Amudim. Mashiach, when the Sefer Torah is Arim, when the Sefer Torah has no cover, then you're not allowed to even touch the Amudim. Zeira, you might touch the Sefer Torah. I think it's still a little bit shver to learn the Beis Yosef this way, because they would touch the Amudim even b'shas the leaning, and the Prima Gadli asks Kasha, he answers b'deichek. I think the pshat in the Beis Yosef is like this. The Beis Yosef had a completely different pshat than Le'echa Sefer Torah Arim. Like the Rambam says, Le'echa Sefer Torah Kishahu Arim. You're not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah if there's no clothing on the Sefer Torah. If there's no mitvachas, if there's no mantle on the Sefer Torah, you can't hold the Sefer Torah. I think it's mefurish the way in Rashi here. Rashi in Shabbos it says, B'li mitvachas, so the Beis Yosef, you could learn, B'li mitvachas means a mitvachas around your hand. That there's a mitvachas on your hand, that you're able to touch the Sefer Torah and actually touching the cloth. But Rashi here says, B'li mitvachas saviv Sefer Torah, without a mitvachas around the Sefer Torah. If Rashi means you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah with the bare hand, why is a mitvachas around the Sefer Torah? It doesn't have to be around the Sefer Torah. It has to be being mafsik between your hand and the cloth. Elamai Rashi also means that. Rashi means you're not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is Arim and there's no mitvachas around the Sefer Torah. But then it's Meridik Meduyik the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef is saying that the Bnei Ashkenaz, they hold the Sefer Torah Arim b'shas Hagba, because that's the chiluk between Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim have a case around their Sefer Torah. When they do Hagba, the Sefer Torah is in the case. The Sefer Torah is not being held Arim, even b'shas Hagba. Mashiach came to Ashkenazim, normally when they hold the Sefer Torah, they have a mitvachas on it. But b'shas Hagba, they hold the Sefer Torah without the mitvachas on it. That's the problem of Eicha Sefer Torah Arim. Now, what Shver is, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yadal is Mavur that the Isser is to touch the Sefer Torah, not to hold the Sefer Torah Kishu Arim. But I think Rashi and the Rambam are Mafurish that way. I saw in the Turim Megillah, he's Marech Tim Yashiv, how it could stem with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Turim Megillah grad learns the Shulchan Aruch not like this. He only learns this way in the Rambam, but I think the Shulchan Aruch also means that the Isser of Eicha Sefer Torah Arim is Eicha Sefer Torah Kishu Arim, that there's no mitvachas on the Sefer Torah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.